Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Ksubas, Daf Tzadi Hei, the 10th Perek Mishia Nasui. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on, number one, the next Mishnah states, Mishia Nasui Shtei Nashim V'Machra Sadeh, if one was married to two wives, and he sold his field, V'Kazvi Yishon Elokeach, Dinu Dvarim Einli Imach, and the first wife he married wrote to the buyer, I have neither claim nor arguments against you over the field. When he dies, the second wife may take the field from the buyer, and the first wife may take it from the second, and then the buyer may take it from the first. The chozus chalila chiyasu pshar b'neim, and they go around in circles until they reach a compromise among themselves. When the Gemara points out that the statement alone of dinu dvarim einli imach does not have the power to enable the wife to relinquish her rights, as was taught on Daf Pei Gemara Amud Aleph, it says that the case is b'shekanu miyada, where the buyer performed a kinyan with the first wife. When the Gemara objects, saying that even a kinyan may not work, since she could say, Nachas ruch asisi labali, I did this to please my husband, which would nullify her waiver of the lien, which is learned in the Mishnah in Gittin, Rav Zera answered in the name of Rav that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says that in a case where a husband sold a field and his wife did not sign the agreement, and then he sold a second field and she did sign, she has lost her ksuba if there are no other fields to collect from, since she consented to the sale of the second field. The Mishnah in Gittin is going to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a wife can say she consented to please her husband. The Gemara brings other resolutions. Point number two is taught in the Mishnah, Ein nifrei min nechasim mishubadim b'makom sheyesh nechasim nechorin, afilo hen ziboreis. Creditors cannot collect from encumbered property that has been sold, where there are free, meaning unsold properties, to collect from, even if the properties are inferior. The question was asked, if the b'nei chorin property became ruined after the other property had been sold, what is the halacha with respect to the Baal Chub collecting from the properties of a shibud on that have been sold? Rav Yemer said to Rav Ashi, Hav Maisi Mechol Yom, but this is an everyday occurrence that the Baal Chub is permitted to collect, for there was a certain person who borrowed money and pledged a vineyard to the lender for 10 years, meaning the lender could take the produce for 10 years as payment, but the vineyard aged after 5 years, no longer producing grapes. The lender wanted to collect property which had been sold to compensate for the remaining 5 years, and the Dayanim ruled in his favor. The Gemara rejects this proof, for the buyers of the Shibud property caused their own loss, since they knew a vineyard is subject to aging. The Gemara rules that if b'nei chorin property becomes ruined, the creditor can collect from property that had a Shibud that was sold. And point number three, Abai said, if someone says to a woman, Nechsai lech v'acharai choponi, my property should go to you, and after you, meaning after your death, to ploni, v'am divinises, and she then gets married, Baal okeochav, her husband is considered the buyer of the property, and ploni is nothing in the face of the husband's purchase, so to speak, of the property. This is based on the Takana Made Nusha that was learned on Dav Ayin Ches on a base, that the wife's low property that she sold can be taken by the husband after her death. The husband is considered the first buyer of her property, and this status goes into effect at the time of death retroactively to the time of their marriage. Since the husband, so to speak, purchased the property before she died, there's nothing of the gift left in her possession at the time of her death to be passed on to Ploni. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Misha Nasui Shtei Nashim V'Machra Sadeh, if one was married to two wives, and he sold his field, because of Rishon Lokech Din Udvarim Einli Imach, and the first wife he married wrote to the buyer, I have neither claim nor arguments against you over the field. When he dies, the second wife may take the field from the buyer, and the first wife may take it from the second, and then the buyer may take it from the first. The Chozus Chalila Achiyasu Pshar B'nim, and they go around in circles until they reach a compromise among themselves. When the Gemara points out that the statement alone of Din Udvarim Einli Imach does not have the power to enable the wife to relinquish her rights, as was taught on Daf Pei Gemara Amud Aleph, it says that the case is B'shekanu Miyada, where the buyer performed a kinyan with the first wife. When the Gemara objects, saying that even a kinyan may not work, since she could say, Nachas ruch asisi labali, I did this to please my husband, which would nullify her waiver of the lien, which is learned in the Mishnah in Gittin, Rav Zera answered in the name of Rav that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says that in a case where a husband sold a field and his wife did not sign the agreement, and then he sold a second field and she did sign, she has lost her ksuba if there are no other fields to collect from, since she consented to the sale of the second field. The Mishnah in Gittin is going to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a wife can say she consented to please her husband. The Gemara brings other resolutions. Point number two is taught in the Mishnah, Ein nifrei min nechasim mishubadim b'makom sheyesh nechasim nechorin, afilo hen ziboreis. Creditors cannot collect from encumbered property that has been sold, where there are free, meaning unsold properties, to collect from, even if the properties are inferior. The question was asked, if the b'nei chorin property became ruined after the other property had been sold, what is the halacha with respect to the Baal Chub collecting from the properties of a shibud on that have been sold? Rav Yemer said to Rav Ashi, Hav Maisi Mechol Yom, but this is an everyday occurrence that the Baal Chub is permitted to collect, for there was a certain person who borrowed money and pledged a vineyard to the lender for 10 years, meaning the lender could take the produce for 10 years as payment, but the vineyard aged after 5 years, no longer producing grapes. The lender wanted to collect property which had been sold to compensate for the remaining 5 years, and the Dayanim ruled in his favor. The Gemara rejects this proof, for the buyers of the Shibud property caused their own loss, since they knew a vineyard is subject to aging. The Gemara rules that if Bnei Chorin property becomes ruined, the creditor can collect from property that had a Shibud that was sold. And point number three, Abai said, if someone says to a woman, Nechsai lech v'acharai choponi, my property should go to you, and after you, meaning after your death, to Ploni, ba'am de v'nises, and she then gets married, Ba'al keochav, her husband is considered the buyer of the property, and Ploni is nothing in the face of the husband's purchase, so to speak, of the property. This is based on the Takana Maid Nusha that was learned on Dav Ayin Ches on a base, that the wife's low property that she sold can be taken by the husband after her death. The husband is considered the first buyer of her property, and this status goes into effect at the time of death retroactively to the time of their marriage. Since the husband, so to speak, purchased the property before she died, there's nothing of the gift left in her possession at the time of her death to be passed on to Ploni. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Tzadihe, and her standard simmer is a Tzahal tank commander. A Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The Tzahal tank commander who drove his tank in circles from a first wife to a Balchov to a second wife and then back to the first got so dizzy that he veered off track and plowed through a lien-free vineyard, destroying it just after its owner sold another field with a Shibud to a man who told a woman, my property shall go to you, and after your death, to Ploni. Once again, in slow motion. The Tzahal tank commander who drove his tank in circles from a first wife to a Balchov to a second wife, and then back to the first, which reminds us, the next mission states, Mishia Nasu Shtei Nashim Machra Sadeh, if one was married to two wives, and he sold his field, Kasvi Shalom Lokech Din Udvarim Engli Imach, and the first wife he married wrote to the buyer, I have neither claim nor arguments against you, over the field, when he dies, the second wife may take the field from the buyer, and the first wife may take it from the second, and then the buyer may take it from the first, the chozros chalila ad shiasu pshar b'nehem, and they go around in circles until they reach a compromise among themselves. So the Tzahal tank commander who drove his tank in circles from a first wife to a balchov to a second wife, and then back to the first, got so dizzy that he veered off track and plowed through a lien-free vineyard, destroying it just after its owner sold another field with a shibud, which reminds us, Rav Yehimer brought a case where there was a certain person who borrowed money and pledged a vineyard to the lender for 10 years, meaning the lender could take the produce for 10 years as payment, but the vineyard aged after 5 years, no longer producing grapes. The lender wanted to collect property which had been sold that had a shibud on it to compensate for the remaining 5 years, and the judges ruled in his favor. So the Tzahal tank commander who drove his tank in circles from a first wife to a Balchov to a second wife and then back to the first got so dizzy that he veered off track and plowed through a lien-free vineyard, destroying it just after its owner sold another field with a shibud to a man who told a woman, my property shall go to you and after your death, to Ploni. Which reminds us, Abai said, if someone says to a woman, my property shall go to you and after you, meaning after your death, to Ploni, ba'am de v'nises, and then she gets married, her husband is considered the buyer of the property, and Ploni is nothing in the face of the husband's, so to speak, purchase of the property. So once again, the Tzahal tank commander who drove his tank in circles from a first wife to a Balchov to a second wife and then back to the first got so dizzy that he veered off track and plowed through a lien-free vineyard, destroying it just after its owner sold another field with a Shibud to a man who told a woman, my property shall go to you and after your death, to Ploni. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.